Hello and welcome to the Inner Take podcast. My name is Ramon Gardella and I'm your host. The Inner Take is a podcast for musicians, a space to talk about what happens inside us when we make music, the thoughts and feelings that shape how we play. I will share my experience as a musician, what I've learned along the way, and I will talk to other musicians about their journey. This podcast is not about technique, it's about what happens inside us when we make music. So, if you are a musician, stay right there. Welcome to The Inner Take. Let's begin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Inner Take podcast, episode number 10. I'm so excited. 10 weeks with The Inner Take podcast every Sunday. And I am so happy to be here talking to you, and I would like to thank you for being there, listening to the Inner Take podcast. And something that could be really great, and I'm asking you as a favor right now, is to share this podcast with someone who might need it. Send it to your musicians, friends, artists, or simple to someone you think could benefit from hearing this. And before you start thinking, who needs this, who should I send it to, who needs to hear something like this, if you're thinking who has stage fright or struggles with these thoughts, forget all these things and let me tell you something that will make everything much easier. Everyone, absolutely everyone, goes through more or less the same things, just with different details and context. And I'm talking about relationships, I'm talking about doubts, how we talk to ourselves and many more. So these emotions and behaviors are present in all of us. So this podcast might help a musician friend or maybe someone you know who works, I don't know, in an office and thinks they'll never get a better job and keeps comparing themselves to their coworkers, saying everyone is better than me. I don't know. Anyway, sharing this podcast is a very deep wish I have and I'd really appreciate your help. Thank you so much. So we start episode number 9 today. In the previous episode, we talked about the fundamental difference between making music and building a career in music. And if you haven't listened to it yet, I invite you to do so. If you didn't do it, or if you did, here's a short summary. Making music is that moment when you connect with your instrument and what you want to play to express yourself, to express your inner world, to express your life. But when the child or the young person who started making music continues making it and goes to a teacher, then a possible problem begins because now they are playing for someone else, someone who will judge how they play and give a verdict. From this moment on, and more as the musician advances in their career, they start playing for others, seeking approval, wanting to be accepted. So in the end, they put their music, their art, their life at the service of others and forget making music is something else, something different. Something closer to how it started. A child, a sound, the fascination with that sound. And that is where music is. So not understanding this difference between making music and building a career in music is a serious problem we all have. And I say this because I didn't understand it myself. And this creates a lot of guilt and suffering because if we don't see this clearly, we end up becoming what others want us to be. For example, if I didn't get this scholarship I applied for, this means I'm a bad artist. Or I didn't win the orchestra position, so I'm a terrible musician. Or I didn't play well in my lesson, so I'm not good for this. But none of this has to do with making music. It has to do just with what others decide about my playing. And this is so important to understand before we continue. For me, having a career is very important, and not only in music or art, but in any profession. Being able to live from what we love is one of the greatest successes in life, and especially in today's world. Being part of ensembles, orchestras, playing more complex music, more professional environments, that's something very good, that's something very challenging and very rewarding. The problem is when building a career becomes the main driver of your musical life. So when the only thing you want is to move forward in your career and you do everything others expect from you to achieve that. And maybe you are not aware of this. Maybe you've never thought about it, but that's why I'm making this podcast and telling it to you right now. And not only musically, but also socially. This stories about spending time talking to the right person or saying certain things to be accepted or hiding parts of yourself because you know others won't agree. In that situation, where is the music? Where is the moment of connecting what you want to express? Where are you? And like everything in adult life, we need to find a balance between music and career. We want both, but in a way that doesn't make us suffer and allows us to keep our integrity. So it sounds very easy, but it's very complicated. So let's start looking at this idea. It is impossible to play for music and for build a career at the same time. I'll say it again. It is impossible to play for music and for build a career at the same time. Because we play for music to connect with what we want to express through sound. And we play for career so that others approve us and we can move forward. So you cannot do both at the same time. It's pretty clear. But you can build a healthy relationship between them. Because making music and building a career are not contradictory. And here how it works, let me tell you this. If a musician can't build a career that allows them to live from music, something probably needs to be reviewed. And often the problem is that they are playing for career and not for music. So it's healthy that a musician has a career, build a career and can live from music. And the question that will guide this topic today will be, why do we play? And this question is not about results, like winning an audition, but it's about the intention. What is your real intention when you play? And that's not easy to answer. This is the kind of question we tend to avoid because we don't know the answer and we don't want to keep thinking the answer because it sounds very complicated for us. So let the question stay with you, maybe for as long as this podcast takes. Maybe the answer to this question takes weeks, takes months, or even years, even your whole life, even your whole career, to answer why are you playing? What for? So if this question stays with you, you little by little you start to see, am I playing to connect with my musical essence, with my source, with my life? Or am I playing to get a job, to pass an exam, to be hired, or not to be fired? So we should ask ourselves this question every time we pick our instrument or we pick our pencil to compose something. Because we always make music for something. And if we are not aware of that something, we end up chasing goals that don't really matter to us. And this is not only making music in life. If you don't know why are you doing this something, maybe you're doing it and you don't know why you do it and you seek for goals that are not what you want. So let's be clear, why are we playing? What is our intention? When everything we do is only for a career, we start to feel very empty in your musical experience. But when we change the focus back to music, something very interesting happens. We reconnect with ourselves. We start to express again. The love for music comes back. And what happens to the career then? It disappears? No, it actually grows. And here is the key idea, and please pay attention. Your career grows when you stop focusing on your career. Sounds tricky and contradictory, but it is like this. And the second sentence explains why I'm saying this. Music is the cause, career is the consequence. When music is the cause, your intention, your energy, your intention, your focus are on expression, on connecting with the music and with your life through it. And having a career as a consequence doesn't mean you don't care about it. Of course you do. We really do care about career. You want better opportunities. You want better collaborations, better income. But you don't move for that. You don't spend your everything chasing it directly. And of course, this movement does not only happen in the moment of performance, but fundamentally in daily practice and consequently in every moment in which the musician makes contact with their instrument. So in this way, the healthiest musician moves for, through and towards the musical act. That is the cause of their movement. On the other hand, having the career as a consequence of their movement does not mean that the musician is not interested in growing in their career, but that they are interesting, and therefore they are interested in playing in better places, with better orchestras or chorus, with better colleagues, and obtain greater financial compensation for their work. Only that they do not move so that this happens. That is, they do not spend energy so that this happens, or they spend almost no energy. When musicians forget their musical essence and focus only on career, they expect their achievements in career to give them a deep sense of fulfillment. But that fulfillment should come from music itself. And that's why we often see successful musicians in very successful orchestras and ensembles who still feel empty and frustrated. And now I want to give you a real example from myself. And this was for me the key to understand that focusing on my music could increase my career, and it really did. It really happened. This was a couple of years ago. I was playing with an ensemble a concert in a park. It was a summer, beautiful summer afternoon, and we were playing in a park. There were different stations, and the musicians rotated. So you played in a station, and you went to another one, and there were duos, trios, and solos. And at one moment, something went wrong, and I arrived at the station. I should have been playing with a colleague, and the colleague was not there. And people were waiting, because people was moving through the park and looking for the people playing and listening to music. So I ended up alone, and I said, okay, I have to play something. And I had, I think, a snare drum, a cymbal, and a good block. And I knew I had to play for like 10 or 15 minutes, or maybe more, if my colleague didn't appear. And instead of thinking how to use all this instrument, I decided to explore an idea I had. And this is playing with just one instrument and discovering all these sound possibilities. So I took the good block and I started improvising. With one hand, I keep the steady rhythm, and with the other, I changed the sound. So I had a small metal piece on my index finger, and I was hitting the good block nonstop, and with the left hand, I was changing the sounds. And for me, it was like a journey, because it was the first time I was doing this. I had the idea to do this, but it was the first time there when I did it, and I discovered the sounds. I didn't even know they existed. And it started to be like a game, because I found things that are found interesting, and I stayed there, and some other things that appeared, some other sounds, I didn't play it anymore. So this was like, I was exploring this. And this took like, I think, 20 minutes. And I was really, me looking down at the good block, you know, if you don't know what a good block is, it's a very small instrument. So it's a good instrument. And after the concert, two people came to me and said, oh, what was this piece you play on a good block? It was the best thing we heard today. And they added, you were completely inside what you were doing, like you were in another world. And for me, it was like, oh, well, this was an improvisation about an idea I had. This was not a piece. And later, I found out they were musicians and composers, these two guys who approached me. And they told me, you really should develop that, because this is already a piece. You really have a piece there. So I did. And I composed a piece called Good Block 1. And the process was very fun. It was amazing, because I was exploring, recording, shaping ideas, getting to know these instruments and all the possibilities it has. And I did work. I said, okay, how many musical possibilities has this instrument? What can I do with this instrument? And you start in a journey to explore and to, you know, I was playing and then, okay, I just spent 30 minutes playing and I didn't even realize these 30 minutes are gone. You know, this feeling when the time goes so fast, this means you are having really fun, and this is a good thing. So, and later on, when the piece was ready and I recorded it, one of these guys who talked to me there invited me to play a solo concert in a city in Germany, in Bremen. It was a paid concert, and I had the chance to perform this piece along with another solo pieces. So it was a solo concert for me. And that experience showed me something very clear. So when you focus on your music, your career moves forward naturally. And what I talked a couple of minutes ago, the music is the cause. You move because of the music, because the sound, because exploring, because composing, because playing. And the career is a consequence. The more you connect to this, to creating your things and playing your music, the more the world gets it and receives it. And you reconnect with yourself, because this exploration was not for others, it was for me. So you reconnect with your music and what the things you have to say. But for me, making a piece for a good block, just repeating one pattern, and it was like, no, I need to do something else with more instruments or more complicated, or I don't know. I was myself, I was putting it down and saying this is not worthy, but it was. And now, every time I play that piece, because I played 3-4 times in solo concerts, it still feels like a game. And the second before I start, I think, okay, let's see what this instrument gives me today. And for me, it's such a nice feeling to have before you play. So to finish, I invite you to think, what is that project, that music you love, but you don't do because it doesn't fit your career? I don't know, maybe you like improvising, playing popular music, recording songs, composing your own songs, but you study in a conservatory where there's no space for that. I invite you to think about it, because the part of you that you're hiding is exactly what makes you visible to others and help your career grow. So the more you connect with that part of yourself, the more your career will move forward. This project will take you forward. I'll leave you with that. Think about it. If something in this episode resonated with you, I invite you to take a look at Mental Notes. The link is in the description. There you'll find texts, videos, and short resources that can help you explore these ideas further. And most importantly, space to talk about them. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. See you next time. Take care of yourself. Bye.